An arrest that's turned into a political crisis. Tunisia's former justice minister, Nureddin El-Beheiri, is in hospital after being detained last week. He's fighting for his life after refusing to eat or take his medicines for a week. His wife, Saida, says she supports what he's doing and is joining him.
Yes, hunger strike with him. Either we leave together and he goes home, or let them take us both in a coffin.
His supporters say he's a victim of an abuse of the justice system that may have serious consequences.
The life of Mr. Nureddin Beheiri, the lawyer, deputy, former minister of justice, and the leader of a political party that is recognized in the country, is in real danger.
Beheiri was arrested on Friday on what the government calls terror offenses, accused of illegally handing out official falsified documents. The interior minister says he had to act to preserve national security.
This is a matter of creating and delivering nationality certificates and passports in an illegal way to people whom I will not mention.
Beheiri is deputy chairman of Ennahda, the largest political party in the suspended parliament. It was dismissed in July by President Kais Saied, who has since ruled by decree while promising political reform. A sharp critic of the president and his power grab, Beheiri has accused Saied of declaring himself king. Tunisia was seen as a success story of the Arab Spring's call for greater democracy, but human rights groups say the country is lurching back towards dictatorship. Andrew Chappelle, Al Jazeera.